Daily News Brief, June 18, 2026. Top of mind. US-Iran interim peace deal signed, Strait of Hormuz reopening, oil collapsing. Brent 1.3% to $78, WTI 1.8% to $74.60. While equity futures rebound, Nasdaq 1.4%, S&P plus 0.6%. Fed Chair Warsh's debut delivered a decisive hawkish surprise. 9 of 19 FOMC officials now pencil in a hike by year-end. The 2R yield jumped 14 BP, and rate hike probabilities for September surged to 64%. This is a disinflationary shock from oil colliding with a hawkish Fed repricing. The net for equities is positive near-term, lower energy input, margin relief, but the bond market is now pricing a tightening path that caps multiple expansion. Key tickers, SPY, QQQ, Brent, WTI, INTC, AAPL, XLE. Intel pulses 9% pre-market after Trump announces Apple partnership for US chip design. Catalyst Radar, Micron earnings next week, critical read on memory pricing and AI demand. Singapore Nodex hit 22-year high on electronics exports UniCredit, Commerzbank tender deadline Tuesday. German government officially rejected bid, citing aggressive approach UK eased CPI and PMI prints next week. BOE held at 3.75%, 7-2 vote, Pill and Green dissented for hike. Analyst Osh opinion columns. WSJ heard on the street, the $13 billion AI startup betting on cheaper alternatives. Besetton closing 1.5B raise at 11 to have a 13B valuation for open source model inference. Quality gap with closed models narrowing. Enterprise AI cost fatigue driving shift. Inference infrastructure is the next battleground. Cerebra's 50B market cap post-IPO validates the thesis. WSJ, turbocharged earnings are pushing stocks higher. There's a catch. Morgan Stanley's Todd Castagno calls current period a golden window, where AI capex looks great on sellers' P&Ls, but depreciation hits are coming. Standard deviation of 2028 DNA estimates is 24% of mean versus 4% for revenue. Massive modeling blind spot for hyperscaler margins. Meta, MSFT, Google, AMZN, ORCL. Bloomberg, Wellington's Geary says stocks rotation trade is coming back. Clients reducing Mag 7 overweights, adding Europe, defense, industrials, energy independence, Japan, US small caps. The debate has shifted from is US exceptionalism over to how exclusive is it going forward. WSJ, Qualcomm is a rare AI chip value play. Qcom at 20x forward earnings versus ARM at 175x. Still heavily discounted for smartphone dependency and Apple modem loss. But auto chips, 1.3B revenue, and data center entry are underestimated. Markets, oil, Brent 78.62, 1.2%, WTI 74.64, 1.8%. Four supertankers, 8 meta barrels, emerging from Hormuz, Saudi-Bahri tankers moving for first time since war. Goldman sees flows normalizing by end of July, but only 70% of pre-war levels. Alternative routes matter. Equities, SPX futures, plus 0.7%, NDX plus 1.4%, S-Korea KOSPI plus 2.25%, first close above 9,000, Nikkei probably 1.6% above 70,000. European indexes down, DAX 0.2%, FTSE 1%, miners. SpaceX IPO week wraps, options market implies 46% chance of overtaking Nvidia by June 2028. FX, DXY at 11-week high 100.63, USD JPY above 160, intervention watch active after 73B spent in April-May. SMB ready to intervene on franc strength, held at 0%. INR had 5-day winning streak, best in a year, helped by tax cuts for foreign bond investors. Bonds, 2R UST yield 4-188%, player Tosni BP post-Fed. 10YR 4.45-6%, 0.6 BP curve flattening. UK 2OBAHAR gilt 4.21% post-BOE. Easy bonds slightly lower, heavy Spanish-French supply today. Economy, Fed, Warsh delivered the hawkish shock markets priced yesterday. Statement cut to 130 words. No forward guidance, no Warsh dot. Created 5 task forces, comms, balance sheet, data, productivity, inflation framework. Gundlach, he's not going to be the easy money chairman. BOE, held at 3.75%, 7-2 vote. Pill and Green dissented for plus 25 BP. Bailey noted, encouraging fall in oil, but inflation risk remains. Markets still pricing a hike this year. SNB held at 0%, ready to intervene on franc strength. Schlegel, uncertainty is still very high. Trump previously slapped 39% tariffs on Switzerland, citing currency practices. India, monsoon 40% below normal, El Niño emerging, risks to rice, soybean, sugar crops, and potential export restrictions. Mumbai suspended water for construction sites. Business finance, Intel plusing 9% pre-market. Trump announces Apple partnership for chip design, build in US CEO Lip-Bu Tan also brought Nvidia investment, Musk's Terafab project. 12-month return now 464%. This is a structural shift for US semiconductor onshoring. EQT agreed to buy Intertek, testing specialist, for $9.3B, $12.36B cash, 38% premium to April close. PE continuing to acquire mission-critical industrial services. UniCredit controls 42% of Commerzbank, plus 13% economic interest. German government rejected the all-stock bid as too cheap and aggressive. Frankfurt prosecutors investigating potential market manipulation. Robinhood cutting 10% of workforce, 290 jobs. CEO Tenev says business has never been stronger but must be lean and disciplined. Shares down 51% YTD, despite record trading volumes in June. Deluxe, checkbook inventor, acquiring Celero Commerce for 625 metas to shift toward digital payments, 57% of revenue expected from payments JOS data post-deal. Ashland targeted by Cruiser Capital, activist pushing for sale. Ancora also agitating. Ashland market cap, 2.95 B. Senate Armed Services Committee approved NDAA provision barring defense contractors, LMT, NOC, BA, from buybacks or dividends without DOD approval, effective June 2027. Bipartisan, Trump already signed similar executive order. World geopolitics, Iran deal, 14-point MOU signed. Key terms, strait opens within 30 days, no tolls for 60 days, US removes naval blockade and all sanctions. 300B Iran reconstruction plan. Trump, if you don't adhere, we'll bomb the hell out of you. Critics say terms heavily favor Iran, energy aspects. Sen, language quite favorable towards Iran. Shipping concerns remain. Lloyd's and Intertanko say mines still threaten the main shipping lane. Vessels using coastal routes. 100 million barrels of crude products waiting on tankers. Full normalization takes months. Russia, Moscow refinery hit by Ukrainian drones again, worst drone attack on capital. Retail gasoline prices surged 1%. Wow, biggest since January. 9 of 10 largest refineries hit. Government eased quality standards for domestic fuel sales. Latvia PM Kullbergs, first interview since taking office, calls for EU to appoint envoy for Ukraine peace talks. EU Council President Costa has already made contact with Kremlin. Hegseth announces Pentagon review of US forces in Europe. Some countries will fail. It's shameful European allies refused base access for Iran strikes. Technology odds AI. Besetton raising 1.5B at 11 to 13B valuation for open source model inference. Altimeter, Conviction, Spark, Sands, Wellington co-leading. Open source quality gap narrowing. Enterprises seeking cheaper alternatives to OpenAI, Anthropic. Yann LeCun calls xAI a failure. Founding team departed. Musk can't hire top talent. xAI's Colossus data centers rented to Google, Anthropic, but AI segment posted 2.5B ops loss in fiscal Q1. LeCun warns AI labs risking big bubble explosion. Costs running but prices not covering them. Investors are funding usage. Big tech buybacks disappearing. Only Microsoft bought back shares in Q1. Alphabet planning 85B equity sale, first in 20 years. Meta reportedly weighing offering. CapEx shift from capital light to capital intensive changes risk profile. Data center climate risk. First Street study finds 79% of global capacity at elevated risk to acute climate hazards. Flooding, fire, extreme winds. Asia-Pacific worst at 89%. Standouts. CME CEO Duffy says exchange will sue CFTC over approval of Kalshi's perpetual futures. argues their swaps under Dodd-Frank India. Bond inflows surged 3.5 billion since June 5th. Tax cut reforms, Pictet, Neuberger, M&G adding exposure. Rupee had best 5-day run in a year, Apple raising product prices to offset surging memory storage chip costs. Tim Cook told WSJ, memory makers, WDC, MRVL, MU, all up pre-market luxury handbag demand shifting to vintage shock resale. 44% of Hermes sales from Birkin Kelly. 80% fewer new bag releases since 2023. Bernstein says 74% of Chanel stock is now new designs. More than 12 million barrels of crude transiting Hormuz. Thursday per ship tracking, empty tankers entering to collect cargoes. But many ships still running dark.